free appraisals, and they'll pay you more money.
Hey, Angie. Wow, you did it, didn't you? You went over to...
Went to Walmart and got the Pioneer DEH44 HD with built-in HD radio technology.
New HD2, HD3 channels, digital sound quality, and no subscription fees.
You got it. Hey, come on, let's ride. Since the Pioneer DEH44 HD is only $120 at Walmart, I'm taking you out for dinner.
Nice.
HD radio. More radio, more value. Now in the car audio department at Walmart.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I've got your traffic divas Mega Ball or Mega Millions morning commute. We've got some pretty heavy traffic northbound I-5 from the Boeing Field up to I-90. Southbound in the express lanes are really congested. Southbound 405 backed up from 527 through Kirkland. And that Redmond to Bellevue drive time, or Redmond to Seattle drive time, actually, still about 17 minutes. So that makes 17. Our traffic divas Mega Ball number for tonight's Mega Millions drawing with a current jackpot of $15 million. So while you spend time in traffic, spend time imagining what you could do with your winnings, like sending you and all your friends VIP style to the Super Bowl. It could happen courtesy of Washington State Lottery, your department of imagination.
Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. KJRFM HD1, Seattle. 95.7 KJR, an iHeart radio station.
From the soundtrack of The Descendants, featuring George Clooney. Nice about this movie is that it was real Hawaiian. It featured Hawaiian music all the way through. It was about the clash between the Hawaiian culture, or the evolution of the Hawaiian culture, and tourism. And it was, I don't want to say too much more, because it was, the best thing about it was that it was refreshingly original. Usually when you say chick flick, it's very formula. And I think why George Clooney may win an Oscar, first off, his performance was outstanding. And the performance of just about everybody in the movie was outstanding. But
he's going to lose to the guy from The Artist, but if it wasn't,
yeah,
for,
wasn't
the artist,
for The Artist,
he would win.
Clooney just gets better and better. The story, I went in, and I'm going to try to tell you as little as possible. I went in knowing nothing except Lisa wanted to see George Clooney. That's what I assumed, actually. She said,
"No, it's not about George Clooney. My family. It's a good movie, I heard."
So I went in. I didn't even know it was about Hawaii.
I assumed it was about somewhere in the old country because I saw him accepting his award at the Golden Globes, and they played some music, and it almost sounded, you know, a Sicilian or something. I thought maybe it was some kind of a, not a mob movie, but a European kind of thing.
And I don't want to give away too much of the premise. I will simply say that as someone who went in having no idea what the movie was about, I kept trying to categorize it. Okay, this is this kind of movie.
Do you want me to tell you what's public knowledge about it so that you don't have to tap dance? So that you know what is
public
known?
Knowledge?
What's public knowledge
about
it?
A lot of it's public knowledge because they review movies.
Right. So everybody knows that George Clooney's wife is in a coma and she cheated on him. And he has two daughters.
Everybody knows that. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, you would know.
See, that's what I'm saying. I was trying not to say.
No, that's what the movie's about. So if you read a review about it, it would give that away.
No, hold on.
I went in and saw the movie not knowing anything.
Right.
Except that it starts and there you are in Hawaii.
He cheated on her while she was in a coma? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
No. I'll tell you what. Go back to your hole. It's better if you don't know anything
back
going
to the
in.
Corner.
That's what
back
I wanted.
So I've lived my life.
Anyway, why it's great as a chick flick is that it's pretty original. Things happen and they don't happen the way you think they're going to happen. And a lot of tension builds. At one point, it was like building too slowly for me because I'm a guy. Where's the car chase? Where's the thing? But it was great. Why it's great for you, Spike, and any guy out there with daughters, because he's a princess farmer who has had his wife take care of everything, and she's done a horrible job. The girls are messed up.
Okay.
And now all of a sudden, he's in charge of these messed up girls while she's in a coma.
Ooh.
And I thought of you, Spike, 100 times during this movie, because you know you can't kowtow to their every need.
Mm-hmm.
And let me know when you figure out how to do that.
Sweet. Is there any kind of answer in this movie? Because I could, if it's a how-to,
it
I'm
is
there.
Very heartwarming, and there's and they grow together, and okay. it's fascinating. But the underlying story, which I will not tell you about, is the real story, and the underlying story is about old Hawaii, and beautifully told and very original. So George Clooney, hats off, very well done.
Speaking of Hawaii, a good friend of mine from Hawaii, Jim, my neighbor, and he let me know that the reason nobody buys lottery tickets in Hawaii is because they don't have a lottery from our last segment. Hawaii and...
So only 5% buy because they maybe buy them from New York or something.
Right, right. Hawaii and Utah are the only two states, I think, left that don't have a state lottery of any kind.
Rick in Bothell. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good.
I called in to Eric just because I went to see it on Saturday, and I tell you what, I don't think it's a chick flick at all.
Huh.
The reason, and I have to tell you, I was...
If you start crying as you describe it, though, I'm going to say it is. So.
I understand, but what really hit me between the eyes is having gone through a divorce, infidelity, and having two daughters, and especially one the age of the oldest one 6 years ago. It was like, wow, this is my life story. And right. It was so well told in the relationship between George Clooney and his daughter, both daughters, just absolutely affected me.
You are absolutely right, Rick. If you are, I would say if you're a guy with sons, it feels more like a chick flick than if you're a guy with daughters.
How are we even defining chick flick?
Mostly,
something that's emotional?
Mostly appealing to chicks.
How many cars?
I go because I know it's a great experience for Lisa. And right. I even love it during it and get all emotional, partially because I know we're sharing the experience.
Well, I have the 9 Best Picture nominees in front of me right now.
Was there a car chase?
No.
Did he have to defuse a bomb?
No.
Was someone on third waiting to be driven home?
No.
Chick flick.
Go ahead.
If I say the name of the movie, are you going to tell me whether it's a chick flick or not? Because I feel
I
like there's
try,
only two.
I wish I saw every movie, but yeah, we can try.
All right. War Horse.
Great for everybody. I saw that movie. I would recommend it for anybody over the age of 10 of
both
genders.
Well, there's war in it and there's horses in it. It's a guy flick.
Yeah, okay. Guys love it.
Come on.
All right, so The Descendants, you're calling a chick flick.
Well, right. To me, it's a chick flick.
Because it's emotional.
Okay, yeah. Rick, now be honest. It's a chick flick. Come on, dude.
No, I don't think so. I was a little bit like you. I was waiting for some surfing bikinis or something, you know. But.
Did you at all? Did you at
a
all?
A little bit like me. Yeah, absolutely. That's
did
exactly
you tear
how
up?
I am.
Did you tear up at all?
Did I what?
Tear
no,
up.
No, but I will say there's some gal sitting next to me who is weeping like a baby. Oh, yeah. It wasn't that kind of, no, but it was really well written.
Yeah, it was. And the story, the backstory about old Hawaii passed down from generation to generation, that was pretty interesting too.
It was beautifully filmed, and it's a great movie to see in a theater.
Thank you, Rick.
Beautifully filmed. Chick flick.
Okay, is The Artist a chick flick?
I haven't seen it yet.
But you know what it's about.
I sort of know what it's about, no.
Not a chick flick, okay. No. Mm-hmm. Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, is that a chick flick?
It's got to be a guy flick. I haven't seen it.
Spike saw it. Is that a chick flick?
I think it's a chick flick.
It's emotional.
It's an emotional movie. It's not, you know.
All right. Moneyball. Obviously not a chick flick.
Not a chick
flick. Saw Moneyball, not a chick flick.
Got money and ball.
Right. Hugo. Is that a chick flick? None of us have seen it.
Yeah, I got to see that one.
Did I see Hugo?
None of us have seen it.
The robot, right?
No.
As a clock, right?
Well, it's that Martin Scorsese one that none of us saw.
Yeah, Martin Scorsese made this for his 12-year-old daughter. So
let's ask the texters, what makes a chick flick? And by the way, obviously the line's going to be a little different for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's what makes humans. But what makes a chick flick for you versus not a chick flick?
I think it's 1 of 9, personally, because the only two, well, there's 3 left. Tree of Life is not a chick flick. That's an art house film. That's for all people who want to be confused. Midnight in Paris, people would probably say is a chick flick because it's about relationships.
I'd say that's the closest we've hit so far.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to hit right in the bullseye right now because the final one is The Help.
The Help, yeah.
And that's obviously a chick flick because it's all about women and female relationships.
That is a chick flick.
And cattiness and love and hate and all that stuff.
I'll tell you, if there's anything I hate more than chick flicks,
uh-huh.
It's a chick lecturing me about what a chick flick is.
I should just shut up.
That makes me feel even worse.
Who wants a sandwich?
Because no,
$7 popcorn.
No, and you know I mean that lovingly, but deciding what a chick flick is uniquely a guy thing. You don't get to decide what a chick flick is.
Yeah, but I'm here to help you when you sound
you're
dumb,
not helping
Bob.
Me. My
here
wife
to help.
Always thinks she's helping me, too. She's not.
I am.
Yeah.
My wife keeps wanting me to read The Help. She says, you need to read The Help. It's a really important book. I haven't got I don't read much fiction, but I think I kind of lived that, you know. I kind of lived there as a kid.
Yeah, you had Ludella.
Yes, I did.
You had The Help.
Right.
She wasn't much help, though.
You had a bad. What do they call them? Domestic.
Oh yeah, the not much help.
Well, she was.
She was African American.
Yes.
What did you call her at the time? You didn't call her African American.
Ludella. That's I didn't.
You know what I'm asking when you
house.
No, I've never.
You didn't call her black, or you didn't call.
I didn't call her. I just called her Miss Ludella.
You personally, yes. Okay.
I was always taught that all people are the same, and it's a rare lesson in where I came from.
So you were unlike other households in the South.
Yeah, my mom made very sure of that. And Ludella wasn't she wasn't like a person that lived with us and stuff. She was a person that babysat where my mom went to work because my mom taught school and my dad worked, so they both worked.
Did she bake strange-tasting pie ever?
She didn't do much cooking, as I recall. Okay. She
was a babysitter.
So y'all make me a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, I did a lot of the food prep, as I remember.
Oh, I love it.
She made you work.
Yeah. Yeah, she watched soap operas.
Story's his own. Rub my feet.
That's Ludella. She didn't make me rub her feet.
Wait a minute. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? That this is how Joe was raised, and that's why Joe dreams of ordering people around and not having to do anything?
Do you dream of ordering people around?
I dream of not having to do anything, but I'm not going to order anybody else.
I surely could use a ding-dong, Joe. Would you be so kind as to trot you around?
Did she order you around, or did she just tell you what to? How did she?
Well, she had me make my sister, you know, food and stuff. I do remember that.
Did your mother think that Ludella was doing the work?
She probably did, yeah. You know. And Ludella did the main job, you know, keep our fingers out of the electric sockets, keep us from running out into the street. I mean,
that's the main job. Yeah. That's number one of child rearing.
She kept us alive while our parents were away. That was her main job description.
That's
probably.
Not bad.
That's pretty good work.
But in other, you know, I have other relatives who still to this day have had, you know, somebody that would be exactly like The Help, like Miss Bessie, my Aunt Irma's help or whatever you want to call it, has lived there pushing 40 years. I think she finally retired.
Still lives in the house with the family.
Yeah, or not in the house, but very close by and comes in the morning
every day.
Starts with breakfast and the day is done when the dinner dishes are done, and then she goes home. That's
her
job.
In the old days, like today, nobody has live-in domestic help unless you live literally in Medina or Madison Park. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Very, very few. And in the older days, it seemed like you didn't have to be that rich to have help. Is that because the help was very, very poor and made hardly any money? Did we have more of a have-a-servant mentality? Think about it. Nowadays, husband and wife both work about, is it 80% of the time? Eric can maybe look up that statistic. But
I wouldn't bet against those odds.
Back then,
that's pretty right.
How often did the wife work? 1-2%, maybe 5% of the time?
If that.
And yet they would have, it wouldn't be unusual, even the South, which was not very well off, to have a full-time domestic help for the housewife.
I know. It's so great. It would be so wonderful.
Wouldn't it be great? I mean, here you work all day. Shouldn't you ask Danielle to bring back a woman from Guatemala to take care of your house?
I wish she would. She doesn't do anything like that for me. She's like, oh, these people are great, and they should stay here, and they should have fresh water. And I'm like, just bring one back.
I mean, Jody has to hire help, and it's probably almost to come to work is, you know, you have to take that money and just pay the help, basically.
And that's why, because nowadays the help has earned the right to make a living, and that costs as much as your second job to pay for the help.
It's true, and actually I was reading some terrible statistics about single mothers, how they have zero money to live on because they have to pay nannies and daycares for their kids, and so they basically go out to work so that they can pay for their children to be watched, and it doesn't even make any sense, and that's why more people are on unemployment.
Let's bring the audience back in from the text. What do they say defines a chick flick?
Oh, chick flick is a movie you go to because she picked it for a date night and makes the guy promise to go. Thank you.
That's true. If she drags you to it, yeah.
Remember, you don't get to comment.
Right,
on these
I'm just going to read them straight. I'm going to read them straight. Nudity is a guy flick. Non-nudity is a chick flick.
I don't know about that, but okay.
I saw a trailer this week. We went to see Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, and there was a trailer for a new movie with Zac Efron where he's a soldier who finds a photo, and the bending of it saves his life. So he goes to find this woman. And there's nudity. Zac Efron, butt nudity.
Yeah.
This is a chick flick.
A chick flick is where women talk about what jerks guys are and wonder how they can get one.
That's Oprah.
Okay. If the movie is designed to make you cry, it's a chick flick. Chick flick, something you should rent. No explosions, no special effects. A chick flick has Jennifer Aniston. Julia Roberts is in a chick flick.
True.
If you sleep through it, then it's a chick flick. Lifetime movie type movies are chick flicks. A chick flick is any...
The textures are very smart.
Very, very good.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah. I found the emotional level in The Descendants remained static throughout the film. I left the theater feeling quite indifferent from a chick, not
from
a chick flick.
Okay. Wow. And by the way, there are some people that this will not work for, I should say, even though I gave it 4 stars.
I'm looking forward to it.
There are some people who will think that the movie's a little callous, but go ahead.
If the movie is meant to overanalyze relationships to the nth degree, it's a chick flick. Quote, I wonder if he feels that I feel that he feels conflicted.
Wouldn't Tree of Life fall then into that category?
Tree of Life falls into no category.
Okay.
Isn't Brad Pitt in Tree of Life?
Yes.
Well, it's a chick flick.
It is not a chick flick.
Anything with Brad Pitt is a chick flick.
No. The Tree of Life.
Moneyball Bus is a chick flick.
Tree
You're
of Life.
I like every single one of them.
No, Tree of Life is an art house film. Okay. Eric.
Well, what's that?
Yeah. Even I could not follow it.
It is
all
an
the
art
time.
House film. It is not a chick flick.
Chick flicks are easy to follow.
Yes, definitely.
We keep it simple, girls.
Okay, what else?
Somebody just wrote, how much do each of you make? I don't know why. Somebody else wrote, Ben Affleck is in a chick flick. And that's it about the chick flicks.
Ben Affleck is in nothing.
He's in things that aren't chick flicks.
He's in nothing, by the way.
He's right now in nothing. All right. Obama did a Q&A on Google Plus. We'll have that coming up. Meanwhile, let's get some news. Is today the Florida primary?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It is the Florida primary.
So once again, back to Rock'em Sock'em Robots with the primaries.
Yes. And if we're going to do this brought to you by USAA, then Pedro, please fire up my Eye of the Tiger. This is important.
That's for you. Just
thank you.
You asked for it. Go ahead.
I did. Because Newt Gingrich is in trouble. And it always happens every election year, somebody uses a song at campaign events that they're not authorized to use. And then the person who owns the song says, excuse me, sir or madam, can you stop using that song?
Which, by the way, I think is really dumb. What artist says, don't play my song? It's a song. Anybody should be allowed to play it. I don't care. By the way, they also have the right to say, I don't like this candidate. But I'm going to play a song, whatever song I want, if I'm running for something.
Well, Newt Gingrich feels like he's got the eye of the tiger.
Yeah.
And not just this year, for the last 4 years, he plays this at campaign events, and finally he's being sued because there's a company that owns this song.
Yeah, they can't sue him.
I guess it's not Survivor anymore.
I think you
anymore.
Become what? More protective of your song when you only have one. I mean, if that's your bread and butter, you want to get every penny you can. If somebody's using it without paying you, you got an issue with that.
Actually, all music that's played in front of crowds results in royalties that are paid to you by ASCAP or BMI. So again, I don't think they have... look, they can embarrass him, but I think that's all they can do.
Survivor makes money when Newt plays a song, you think?
Yeah.
At
public events, anybody who plays music publicly, theoretically, not everybody who follows the rules, but should be licensed ASCAP or BMI. Okay.
Well, today is election day in Florida, and it's a big deal. So Gingrich and Romney going after each other. Here's Newt Gingrich talking about every time we nominate a moderate, we lose.
Let me be clear. Every time we nominate a moderate, we lose. You know, so 1996, we nominate a moderate. Bill Clinton wins re-election by a big margin. 2008, we nominate a moderate. Barack Obama wins. Why would anybody in the establishment think that a Massachusetts moderate, which is a liberal by Republican standards, pro-abortion, pro-gun control, pro-tax increase, pro-gay rights, why would they think that he's going to be able to debate Barack Obama? You can't debate Romney Care and Obamacare. I mean, you can't make a big enough difference to matter. In fact, the guys that helped Romney write it have said publicly, it's the same bill.
And guess who feels good about Florida? Old Mittens. He seems to be feeling about Florida like it's in the bag, and it is. He spent the day kind of laughing and joking and taking jabs at Newt Gingrich. This is him saying that Newt is not a happy guy.
I know the speaker's not real happy, Speaker Gingrich. He's not feeling very excited these days. I know, it's sad. He's been flailing around a bit, trying to go after me for one thing or the other, and you just watch it and you shake your head. It's been kind of painfully revealing to watch.
Feeling a little arrogant.
You know what's in the bag?
Florida.
No. What's in the bag is all the money they brought to television stations and radio stations to outspend him 5-1. And here's why Gingrich could never be the nominee. Never could, never would, never will. It's quite simple. He doesn't have the money. Right now, there's a wealthy guy from Las Vegas who keeps writing him checks to keep him alive because the ultra-conservatives, the Tea Party folks, don't feel represented by Romney, nor should they. I mean, the guy's uber rich.
He's one of the 10 wealthiest people in America.
Yeah. And so, but this was all decided a long time ago that Romney based just on money. And that's why the other guys got out. We don't have the money. You know, it's like a poker game. If you don't have chips, why do you want to stay and lose all the chips you have? Well, if some guy from Las Vegas keeps giving you chips, you know, shoveling them onto the table, you'll stay because who knows, you might get lucky and win. But Romney will be the nominee, which I think we said last year in midsummer.
He's the guy.
Doesn't that suck, though? I don't mean that it's Romney. I don't mean that at all. I'm not picking a person. That whoever's got the most money wins, that you buy the election. Doesn't that suck?
That's America.
But doesn't mean it doesn't suck. Doesn't that suck?
I think it sucks, but it's America. And it's America whether you're a Democrat or Republican. It works the same way.
It's amazing that these endorsements aren't mattering that much because, you know, Newt Gingrich did pick up that very powerful endorsement from Herman Cain. And
sure.
Pedro and I have some audio that you guys aren't going to believe is true.
Locked up the adulterer vote, did he?
This is no joke. And I was like, these guys are not going to believe that you didn't doctor this. But you have to hear Herman Cain. This is from the other day. Listen to what he says when he takes the stage.
Good afternoon. Shucky ducky.
I swear.
Now, where did this shucky ducky comedian come from, Pedro?
I think it's from New York, if I'm not mistaken, from the South. I need to check, but it's like
so
an old comedian.
We grabbed that as like a clip to play, and Herman Cain is also a shucky ducky fan.
I think he listens to our show.
It makes me really like it.
I think he listens to our show.
Oh, shucky ducky.
Pete Jordan, quack.
Good afternoon. Shucky ducky.
Oh, you gotta save that one. I like that one.
I know.
You know, let's do a shucky ducky song. We have to do a shucky ducky song.
This is brought to you by USAA. I do want to mention, if we're talking about Obama, is it time to talk about the Google Plus chat? Because this was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
So Barack Obama did a Google Plus video chat. And, you know, people asked him different questions. A woman here asks him what he's doing for his 20th wedding anniversary, which is coming up in October.
Mr. President, I hear that you and the First Lady, just like my husband and I, are celebrating your 20th wedding anniversary sometime
this year.
This year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I am just wondering if you can talk about what you're doing to celebrate or what you intend to do, or if you've already, have you already had the anniversary?
No, you know, the anniversaries, our anniversary is on October 3rd.
Okay.
Sadly, it's a month before the election. So I don't know how romantic a weekend we're actually going to get. We may have to defer the full celebration until later in November. But
that's understandable.
You know, I tell you what, without being corny, I'm sure your husband feels the same way. You know, the fact that you guys put up with us for 20 years. Is pretty remarkable, and I'm grateful for it every day.
I hope my husband's watching right now.
What he meant to say was, it'll be a month before the election, and I'll be busy screwing the country.
Don't we need this angry guy?
Shucka ducky.
No, we need the angry guy that we had before on the show, the interview that we had. The translator.
Interpret that, yeah.
Right. People also asked more ridiculous questions, like this person who asks if he could dance for us.
You just spoke of laughs. I was wondering if you could stand up and give us a little jig real quick.
Oh, no dancing. I sing once in a while, but Michelle always makes fun of my dancing. And
okay, well,
she teases me relentlessly because she's the superior dancer. So what can I do? In some future Google Plus, I may sing another tune.
Man.
Pedro says he has two left feet. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the reason why he's so bad at dancing. Two left feet is a bad joke, but it's
two left feet. Yeah. So you get that? Yeah.
I'm personally shocked that people would waste the time. I mean, I know it's just a Google Plus chat, but you're talking to the President of the United States, the leader of the free world. Please don't ask him to do a jig for you.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
It's kind of nutty. Why is he doing a plug for Google Plus chat? You know, there's all kinds of chat out there. There's Skype. Isn't Skype owned by Google?
Yes, I believe Skype is owned by Google
right
now.
Google Plus chat is them using their Skype technology to try and create a new thing.
My guess is, you know.
There's Apple, which has the, what do you call it, FaceTime?
Yeah, but you can't do a group in FaceTime.
Yeah, it's more about him saying, hey, I'm anybody. I'm available to all of you. You don't have to spend $5 million to get my attention. Yeah.
Or maybe there's a nice guy that works at Google that is putting in a bunch of money into Obama's campaign.
That's right.
Newt Gingrich is quite happy to tell you how much he favors Israel over Palestine because the guy who's pumping $5 million checks into his campaign is very pro-Israel, the guy from Las Vegas. So if there's a big Google contributor, you might get a few minutes of the president right now.
And one final note for big fans of X Factor. I know you're out there. Nicole Scherzinger, Steve Jones, the host, and Paula Abdul all got the axe. So X Factor obviously is going to be revamping their judges board. Simon Cowell stays and L.A. Reid will stay.
All right. And with the way things are going on American Idol, you could look for revamping there next year, mm-hmm. too, possibly, because it's their worst ratings ever. Still to come, if you filed your income taxes early, hoping for a quick refund, bad news from the government. The IRS is delaying refunds. Details next.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Now, the hardest thing to do is to start. I don't care what you want to do, whether you want to write a book. The hardest thing to do is to look at that blank piece of paper and write the first sentence. Whether you want to change your life, it's the starting that's hard. The same way with me when I was trying to lose weight. I wanted to lose weight, but, you know, it's this insurmountable amount of effort it's going to take and the sacrifices you're going to have to make. That's what I felt until I found out about Healthy Trim. I was skeptical. Of course I was skeptical, but I'm glad I took the first step because Healthy Trim has helped me lose over 30 pounds. I take Healthy Trim in the morning, and the first thing I do is notice how much energy I have throughout the day. I drink a lot of water now, and I eat everything I've ever wanted to eat. I just don't eat as much. Healthy Trim is a natural appetite suppressant, 100% natural. It's been clinically proven. Look, like most things in life, the starting is the hardest part. But you'll be happy you did. Trust me on this. Healthy Trim has a 30-day money-back guarantee. If it doesn't work for you, return it for a complete refund. You've got nothing to lose but the weight. Check it out for yourself at HealthyTrim.com. That's HealthyTrim.com. Or give them a call at 855-888-TRIM. That's 855-888-TRIM. Or look for them at select GNC stores.
I learned early on, if you want to make a difference, you have to have the right education. University of Phoenix opened the door. As a police chief, I have an opportunity to affect what happens in a major city. My name is James Craig. I'm committed to making a difference, and I am a Phoenix.
Discover how University of Phoenix is committed to your success at phoenix.edu or any one of our four Western Washington locations.
If you want to, you can make yourself pretty hard to find in a Jeep Compass. For starters, you can put some serious off-road miles behind you, thanks to its available trail-rated 4x4 capability with Freedom Drive 2 off-road package. Meanwhile, you have the added confidence of more than 30 available safety and security features, and the added benefit of up to 29 miles per gallon highway. Not to say it would be impossible to find you after all that, but it would probably take another compass to do it.
Now, well-qualified lessees can lease the 27 highway miles per gallon 2012 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x2 for $219 a month for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing, tax, title, and license extra. Based on EPA estimates, call 1-888-925-JEEP for lease details. Offer requires dealer contribution and lease through Ally. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-31-12. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Hey, it's Bob Rivers here for West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. Well, you know, people keep writing to me. They come in droves, these emails from people, and they always say things like, I walked out of there with $600. I walked out of there with a $1,500. I mean, people are bringing their jewelry, their gold coins, to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins, and they're astounded by how much money they get. My wife, Lisa, came with us when we went with a field trip with our listeners just recently. We had a great time. A listener named Karen wrote to us and said, I heard your recommendation for Bellevue Rare Coins, so I went there first. Not only were they great to deal with, but their offer was by far the best. She got $1,495. That's a huge check. You got some stuff laying around? Get to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll tell you what your valuables are really worth, and they'll pay you more money. Be smart. Before you go anywhere else, go to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
Tick, tick, tick.
A talking stopwatch?
Hey, you got a minute?
Well, I...
Oh, of course you don't. And that ticks you off, right?
Yeah, but I own a small business. That takes time.
And you know who can give you some time back? Office Depot.
Office Depot?
Yeah, we save you time. Depot time.
How on earth do you do that?
Low prices. Every day.
Oh, so I don't have to shop around.
You're already saving time. Depot time.
I like it.
Office Depot has over 75 services in store. Printing, shipping, technology.
Wow, you are just a one-stop shop. Anything else?
Oh, well, OfficeDepot.com. Gotta run.
Time really does fly, doesn't it?
Office Depot. We save you time. Depot time. That's our job. And now, as a stopwatch, I'd like to take a second for this special offer. Now through Saturday, get 20 to 40% off furniture, seating, and storage. Outstanding! 20 to 40% off furniture, seating, and storage at Office Depot. Expires 2-4 Eastern. Excludes clearance and special order items.
Mine was earned in Desert Storm by my dad, 18th Airlift Squadron.
Once earned, USAA auto insurance is often treated as a family heirloom, passed down from one generation to the next.
Mine was earned by my mother, Army nurse, 48th MASH, Korea.
At USAA, our commitment to serve military members, veterans who have honorably served, and their eligible family members is without equal. It's why we offer a military discount. Plus additional savings when you own another USAA product, like homeowners or renters insurance. Begin your legacy. Get a quote. Visit usaa.com/insurance or call 800-227-USAA. We know what it means to serve.
Military discount is a reduction in premium for comprehensive coverage not available in all states. Other restrictions apply. Multiple product savings not available in all states. Auto and property insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply.
We wanted an impressive metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But times being what they are, marketing sent an elephant 9 inches tall. Riding a unicycle. Supposedly, he's a symbol for our tiny prices, like a full case of X9 paper this week only for just $24.99, regularly $41.99. You save $17. Find all the big deals now at OfficeMax, but please don't step on our elephant. Offer ends Saturday, available in-store only, limit 2.
Good news, dinner eaters. Come into any participating Seattle Qdoba after 4 p.m. and get our couples-only dinner deal. Two entrees, two regular soft drinks, and an order of chips and salsa for only $15. Qualifying couples include people in long-term relationships, people in short-term relationships, people who have yet to define their relationships, best friends, vague acquaintances, and people enjoying the fact that they're not part of a couple. Whew. So, bring your other half and $15 into Qdoba after 4 p.m. and get our couples-only dinner deal. Qdoba Mexican Grill.
Tired of unwanted litters of kittens? The Seattle Animal Shelter will spay your female cat for just $20 in February's Beat the Heat campaign. Includes vaccination and microchip. Before it's too late, call 206-386-4260 and beat the heat.
Listen, I'm going to give you the chance to win $1,000. Imagine $1,000. Actually, a 50-inch high-def TV to watch the Super Bowl, because that's what I would buy if I get $1,000. Simple. Listen today at 11.05 a.m. and 1.05 p.m. with Lori Bradley, and 3.05 and 5.05 p.m. with Steve Slayton for your chance to win $1,000 and qualify for the $50,000 grand prize. With that money, I can get Tom Brady to eat nachos with me.
from the State Farm Traffic Center. I'm Danielle. Going to take a look at how your roads are doing, and things are going okay. We do have some crowding northbound I-5 from the north end of the Boeing Field up to I-90. Northbound 405 from the Maple Valley Highway into Newcastle. The southbound lanes through that Kennedale Hill section are slow as well. Southbound 405 from 522 through Kirkland is a little bit sluggish. Linwood to Bellevue right now taking you about half an hour because of that slow driving through Kirkland. If you want traffic details on the go, just text the word traffic to 52309.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
That's brand new Ringo Starr. Taking his own advice. Ringo Starr, 2012. Ringo Starr 2012 is the name of the album. Slow down there.
Well, we have to go back for something real quick.
Yes.
Microsoft owns Skype.
You know, during the break, I remembered the story that Microsoft bought Skype.
Yeah.
Who did they buy it from? Just Skype.
Bill Skype.
Didn't eBay initially own Skype?
I think eBay owned Skype, paid a lot of money for it, then Microsoft bought it from eBay. That's right.
My God, are the texters angry? Bite your tongue, know your facts.
Well, you know what? And I should know because I remember the story and talking about it and saying Microsoft should do something with it.
Right.
What have they done with it?
Weren't they going to incorporate it into their phone? Wasn't that the whole deal, right? They were going to put
Facebook. Wasn't it going to be part of Facebook?
It was that and also their business conferencing software, which is a big deal for them.
You know what, though?
Don't say anything bad about Microsoft. We've already angered them.
Bastard.
Hey, you know I love Bill Gates. I call it like it is. Microsoft is a great company that's accomplished amazing things, changed the world as much as Apple. But, God, then they blow it with consumer products so often. I've got a Zune at home. Who wants to buy it?
Nobody.
I just let my subscription expire. I was a Zune evangelist. I was a Zuvangelist.
You're a Zune head?
But then they stopped changing them and upgrading them and going forth. And they have this music service, but it's kind of sort of just lays there. And
It's an MP3 player. Is that essentially
what
it is?
Yeah, Microsoft
right?
does the same sort of things like Apple does or someone else does just to match them. I want them to win. I want Microsoft to kick butt. With consumers. Just because I like being, you know, I like the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
You know, I am so proud of being in the Pacific Northwest. I don't say from because I wasn't born here, and that would be a disservice to those of you who were. But when I see a Boeing commercial, and when I even think about Microsoft, I think the entire world is changed because of Seattle, because of the Pacific Northwest. What is Alaska? I think just ordered 100 brand new Boeing planes. Boeing is like, forget the recession. There's no recession.
Boeing, Amazon, Starbucks, Microsoft.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, you go to Starbucks in India, right?
Yeah.
On a Boeing plane. And open your bootlegged Microsoft software
on your Kindle.
On Amazon. Yeah. Boom.
We could keep going, too.
Yeah. So anyway, so when I tease Microsoft, it's because, like, you bought Skype. And a month, how many months later, I don't even remember that you bought it.
Boy, a lot of texters fired off.
Are they fired off at me?
With exclamation points, too. Skype is owned by Microsoft.
Microsoft needs more exclamation points.
Are they
That's
typing
their
in
problem.
Capitals?
They should just rename the company exclamation point. Start
I love
caring.
My HD Zune. It has my FMHD radio that I'm listening to you right now on.
And
exclamation
you know what?
Point.
Did they advertise the FMHD radio? No. Does anybody even know? Just that one person?
I didn't know.
I wanted the Zune to be a massive success, and then they stopped making it.
Oh, they've made a deal with Comcast. We have a new Skype box coming out soon. Could that be true?
That could be actually very good. Skype then on I would your TV? Then I would totally eat my words.
A Skype on your TV.
Of course, you should be able to sit home. You know, look, Steve Jobs passed away. Now's the time to make your move.
While they're mourning.
My God.
Hey, I'm sorry. You know what?
That's how the Romans did it.
He and Bill Gates are like the two warriors locked in a battle. Only Bill Gates has that. What's that new thing? The kinetics? The Bill Gates. Yeah, Bill Gates can be as huge as. What's that big movie star?
Real Steel.
No, what's that thing? They've made two movies now where the guy crawls in.
Iron Man.
Okay. Bill Gates as Iron Man.
You know, it's
funny. The little wimpy guy with the beetle haircut inside.
Take that.
It's funny you should bring that up.
Who's the geek now, huh, yeah. Mister?
Because in the news today, do you know what it said about Steve Jobs on his deathbed? That he had a letter from Bill Gates next to him the whole time.
And wouldn't open it.
You knew that.
I didn't know that, but I've read the Steve Jobs autobiography. Steve Jobs wouldn't speak to his father on his deathbed.
I think he did open it.
He did open it, yeah.
Oh, he did open it?
That it was a nice letter.
Why did you accuse me of knowing it then?
Well, because you said it so righteously.
No, I was just guessing. I was just trying to be right, which is always bad for me. Go ahead.
Well, I don't have the story in front of me right now, but Joe knows.
Yeah, apparently Steve Jobs has even kind of apologized to Bill Gates about, some of this stuff in the book. I mean, they were...
Oh, he did. Okay, because that's good.
They were what...
So he wouldn't see his dad, but he would apologize to Bill Gates. That says something.
Well,
right
they
there.
Were competitors, but they were what's known as frenemies. Bill Gates said they spent a lot of the last year talking to each other about what they've done and what they think the future is going to look like. And he wrote a letter saying how proud he was of all their kids, both Steve's and his. And according to Steve Jobs' wife, he kept that letter next to him on his nightstand as he was kind of fading away.
See, he cared.
That's nice. Well, because if you read the book about Steve Jobs, you won't like him.
But he cared.
Well, we're all human. We try to care from time to time, but people point out the moments they catch us not caring. That's what we do.
Yeah.
So is Microsoft going to do anything with Skype?
I don't know. Maybe we should ask the texters. They seem to know more than us. I don't even want to open my mouth and say anything about Microsoft anymore. All these exclamation points coming through.
Hey, you know what's really interesting?
What?
People don't call. They get riled up. They text instead. I used to never understand texting. I remember hearing about texting, that it was a phenomenon from Japan, and that Japanese school kids are texting everywhere. And I'm going, well, why would they sit out there and peck out like little Morse code messages on a phone when you can just call somebody and say hi, and you can have an actual two-way conversation? And even though I'm doing it now and I'm caught up in it as a human, I'm still not sure I understand the phenomenon of texting. We'll get 1,000 responses by text for every 10 phone calls.
You don't understand why that is?
I don't, no.
It takes so much less time. And this is why people text more than call also. Because if you just have one thing to say, like for instance, they made a deal with Comcast, we have a new Skype box coming out soon. Then you don't have to waste 10 minutes calling, getting through, talking to Eric, saying
what
you want to say.
Please hold, turn your radio down,
direct
your topic.
Right. Okay.
Joe sounds like he's from the South.
Bad news if you filed your taxes early, hoping for an early tax refund, the U.S. government says there is a delay. They don't say they're holding onto your money longer. They say the delay was caused by new safeguards installed in the IRS computer systems to prevent refund fraud. I don't get this. The problem is limited to taxpayers whose returns were filed before January 26th. If they were on or after that date, they won't be affected by the delay. So, it makes sense. They did some software or something.
We've got everyone we have working, looking at Mitt Romney's return. When we're done with that, we'll get to you.
We'll get right to you.
Yeah.
The IRS actually provides a Where's My Refund tool. So, like tracking your refund, tracking a FedEx package.
That's cool.
It gives you an update on the status. The IRS notes that the dates are estimates and subject to revision, so taxpayers shouldn't automatically assume they'll get the refunds on the product. Well, then why have that?
Wonder about.
It's fun. People like looking at status bars. This week, some people were expecting the money to come through, and the IRS had a computer problem. It can happen. I don't see the word sorry in here.
Yeah. Problem is, it's happening to the people who probably need the money the most. People who jump right on it and get it done are people expecting some money back.
Chris in Edmonds is riled up, and he's a tax expert. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Bob. Well, I'm not riled up about the tax. Well, I always am, but what I'm riled up about was yesterday your comment about ordering books from Amazon instead of buying from local bookstores, like the Edmunds Bookshop. But taxes, the reason the IRS is behind on their refunds,
yes,
is they are finally doing something about fighting identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
So the returns are going through an additional check procedure. So that's the official response they've given to us tax people.
So people would use identity theft at this time of year to steal someone's tax refund check and cash it quickly before the IRS could implement these security measures.
Well, it's yes. And what happens is people say, I filed my return, or I filed a return using somebody else's social security number, doing it today to get the refund, and then 2 or 3 weeks from now or a month from now, that person actually files their return.
Wow.
Mm. The IRS says, hey, that social security number has already been used.
So by holding these early filers, they hope to catch some of that fraud.
I don't know if that's the situation. What they instituted for this tax season is people who were frauded last year and in years past who've said to the IRS, hey, something's going wrong, that ain't me. The IRS sent them a 6-digit PIN, and that is supposed to be now attached as part of their tax return. They're supposed to include that on the signature line.
That makes sense, actually, because we have so many other things that require a PIN. I can't even check my frequent flyer miles without giving my grandmother's last name and how many descendants I've had and my pet and the first street I lived on. Yeah. Maybe the IRS should have some security, too.
And your porn name again was?
Yeah.
Galaxy Thunderbong. Hey, that's you, then.
That makes sense, Chris. So you applaud what the IRS is doing.
The people are going to be waiting a little bit longer. They're pretty fast refunds, especially this time of year now. They're so fast getting them out within 2 weeks.
Right. Now, I applaud it, too, for the same reasons you do, but I also think they could have done more sooner. And so I always hate to see people waiting and getting screwed, but, what it is.
One problem they're having is IRS has cut back their funding for technology. Congress has cut back the IRS's funding for technology. And they are woefully under-teched.
They had to close some offices, didn't they?
Yeah, they cut staff and auditors, too.
Cool.
But they're hiring some more. But the problem is that, I forgot where I was going with that.
Well, they cut funding for technology, so the IRS is going to not have an app anytime soon.
Yeah,
there's no going to be an app for that.
Congress takes a darn long to pass tax laws now.
Yeah.
That we don't know, even late in the year, what to expect for 2012.
All right. Accountant?
Sorry?
You're an accountant?
I'm an enrolled agent, which means I'm licensed by the IRS.
Oh, wow. You're the big
nice,
cheese.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Okay.
But I want to talk about your bookstore thing.
Edmunds Books. Edmunds Bookstore.
Edmunds Bookshop. Buy local.
Books instead of Amazon. Yep. Why?
Why? Because it's jobs in the community. At my local bookshop, Edmunds Bookshop, when one of my authors comes out with a new book, they call me up or they send me an email and say, hey, Chris, here's a new book from somebody you like.
Right.
We'll save one for you.
I think that's great, Chris, but the jobs in the community thing, I mean, there's a huge building I can see right over here full of people working very hard.
Yeah, that bubble wrap and shrink wrap and peanuts jobs, those are good jobs to have.
They are good jobs to have, but it's also good to have local businesses in your downtown where you can buy a book.
Yes, so these people are in our downtown. There's thousands of them. It's the biggest local bookstore in the
world.
Which one
is
Amazon?
Amazon.
You can't go in and browse it. You have to do it over your computer.
Well, yeah, I agree. I like walking into a bookstore, but I think the local angle is kind of lost when they're one of the biggest employers in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to walk into a bookstore, scan it with an app, and then buy it from Amazon. That's my favorite thing to do.
You're killing it.
I've got an app on my phone that says I get it for $4.
Yeah. I like to walk into any local store, scan something, and then go buy it online.
You're going to get audited.
Beat them down for a better price and walk
Savvy
out.
Savvy Shopper says it's $2.95.
Chris, if you listen, you know we're with you on that one. Thank you very much, sir.
All right.
Bye. Bridget is in the queue here. Bridget from Linwood. Bridget, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Great. Thanks for calling and not texting. Some of these texters have great comments, but if you wanted to, if you're willing to say more than one sentence, I like it when you call. So thank you.
Oh, good. Not a problem. Well, I was going back to your whole Skype thing, and my husband works in Windows Phone 7, and according to him, they're going to be adding Skype pretty soon. It's just a matter of working out all the bugs. But part of the reason I think it's kind of taken its sweet time is it's a free service, and of course the mobile operators like to make their money, so they're kind of, I think, resisting.
And by the way, one thing I will say to Microsoft and any other company, even Steve Jobs, timing is everything when you release a product. It ain't about innovation so much as it is about timing. It's much like comedy, much like anything in life, because there's a time when you release something that it can be a big hit. And then if you were the first MP3 player, in fact, the first mouse was it was Xerox. It wasn't even Apple or Microsoft. So I get that. But, if you've ever listened over the years, I root for local companies. But I also have to be honest. I mean, as a consumer, that's Microsoft's strong suit is with businesses. But it isn't that hard to just look at a dumb television. It's not that hard. Just dumb it down, you guys.
If we're being honest, FaceTime is so much better than Skype. I have them both.
At the moment, yes.
Yes, at the moment.
It's simple.
Yeah, it's like boom, and then you're online with
And you know what I think the problem with Microsoft is? The people are too smart. They think, your husband is probably one of them. They think in bandwidth, whereas we're still on dial-up modems in our head.
Honey, what's my password? Damn, that ain't working. What capital is okay?
You know what I'm saying, Bridget?
Yeah, I know. I completely agree.
You know the kind of people that the little Rain Man type people who can think so fast that they come up with features faster than we need them.
Yeah, I agree. And I think one of the things with the phone too, Microsoft with the phone philosophy, they're trying to really make it a people's phone, and so they're really trying to put out a good product, but that takes time and resources. And
wouldn't that be great if Bill Gates? Now it's not Bill anymore because he's saving the world. But wouldn't it be great if Ballmer and Microsoft came out with a phone that in the next 10 years was the big, cool, innovating phone?
I agree, and I think that's the thing that, like you said, this is the time. If Microsoft could
Would Steve Jobs text us from heaven and say, "Hey, that's not fair. I'm dead. You can't you can't beat me now."
What a mourning period. Come on.
They were frenemies, of course. Thank you very much, Bridget. I appreciate it. Take care. It's 8:53.
I think we got Peter Noon next.
I'm excited about this. The star of Herman's Hermits, a really great guy. Saw him in concert recently. He's back. He's performing Thursday at 7 o'clock at Snoqualmie Casino. It's an amazing show, but even more than the show, you end up liking the person, Peter Noon. He's a real talented, funny, gifted performer. Peter Noon will be on with us right after these. Also, in the next hour, most of us recycle, some of us drive hybrids, and very few of you litter. Yet there are some simple ways that even the greenest of us is destroying the planet. If you knew about it, would you change it? We'll ask.
You're listening to The Bob River Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. Looks like we do have an incident going on I-90 eastbound at East Mercer Way. There's an accident there blocking the two right lanes. It is causing a backup there on the eastbound I-90. Also, let me give you some of those drive times, just kind of give you a preview of what your traffic is looking like. Everett to Seattle has improved a lot. It's about a 35-minute drive. Federal Way to Seattle going to take you 35 minutes as well. I'll let you know where you are going to see some heavy traffic coming up in 5 minutes.
Hi, this is Chris Daughtry. Schools are really hurting for basic resources. You want to help a teacher out in a big way? DonorsChoose.org is an online charity that makes it easy for you to help a classroom in need. Hook up with Chase and Clear Channel Communities in supporting DonorsChoose.org and pick from over 25,000 classroom requests. For instance, how about a bunch of new books to read? Thanks to the leadership of Chase, every dollar you donate will be matched up to $250,000. Go to DonorsChoose.org/Chase.
One of the things I promised at the new year was to make sure I read my email every day. I get a lot of emails every day, and a lot of them now are about Healthy Trim, like this one. It's from Claire, and she writes, "I've been hearing about Healthy Trim on the radio, and honestly, I had my doubts. But after so many failed diets and based on the money-back guarantee, I decided to give it a try. And it's been working for me. I've already lost 7 pounds. Wow. Thank you very much. It's like nothing I've ever found before. Claire, you're right. Congratulations. You're on your way. Believe me, it's working for me, too. I've lost over 30 pounds. Healthy Gym gives me energy that I love. It keeps me motivated. It's the easiest way I've ever found to lose weight. In fact, it's the only way I've ever found to lose weight. I take a couple of Healthy Gym supplements in the morning, and I go about my day. It's the authentic Hoodia that gives us the energy we're looking for, the appetite suppressant. I'm eating less. It's 100% natural. It's been clinically tested, and they guarantee the results. Try it now for 30 days, and if it doesn't work for you, like it does for me and for Claire, return it for a full refund. HealthyGym.com is the website. That's HealthyGym.com. Or give them a call at 855-888-TRIM. That's 855-888-TRIM. Or look for them in selected GNC stores.
There's a lot of fear in there, especially at the beginning. Can I really do this? Am I smart enough? Am I skilled enough? I'm there to say, yeah, you can.
Sometimes they just need to hear it so they could believe it themselves. At the University of Phoenix, this is something that's possible. It's something that's doable.
There's a whole lot of things that are stacked against being successful in getting a degree. We're responsible for taking that dream that has been shelved and rekindling the dream. You have to dig into a person's life. What is it that you aspire to be? And let's figure out how to get you to where it is that you want to go.
The education that you want, you can get it. This is a goal that's obtainable. My name is Donald Guy Robinson.
Brad Beckwith.
I'm Janine Sanford. I'm committed to making a difference in people's lives, and I'm a Phoenix.
Discover how University of Phoenix is committed to your success at phoenix.edu or any one of our 4 Western Washington locations.
$500 in free beef.
Or take the cash instead.
That's the choice you'll be making if you're one of 1,500 lucky winners in Les Schwab's Founders Celebration.
We are giving away $750,000 in free beef prizes and cash to celebrate our 60th anniversary.
Just come on in to enter and win.
And while you're here, check out the West's largest selection of tires, too.
See LesSchwab.com or a store for official rules. The Founders Celebration all-new free beef promotion for a limited time only at your Les Schwab Tire Center.
You are here. We are everywhere. With over 20 communities in the Puget Sound, your D.R. Horton home is closer than you think. Visit drhorton.com/WA. D.R. Horton, America's builder. D.R. Horton is an equal housing opportunity builder.
Bundle 12 meg CenturyLink high-speed internet and your monthly rate won't change for 5 years. But other things will, like your son could graduate from college. Or take your sweet time.
7-year plan, man.
But with the CenturyLink price lock guarantee, your high-speed internet monthly rate stays the same for 5 years. $19.95 a month when you bundle with unlimited calling. No contract, guaranteed. Click CenturyLink.com/5 years. Service and offer not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Residential customers only. Contact CenturyLink for details.
So everybody's coming over to watch the big game. You got a great deal on a sweet new HD TV at Fred Meyer, and you can't wait to show it off. But remember, if you're hosting, you need more than just an awesome TV. You need a great spread. That's where the F.G. Meyer Fresh Deli comes in. You'll find party platters, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. They even have fried chicken, wings, and sub sandwiches by the foot. Just one quick stop and you can feed any crowd. Now, if you're thinking pizza, remember that the delivery guys are going to be slammed. And Freddy's has a better idea anyway. Take and bake wholesome at-home pizza. It cooks up hot and fresh, and there's no waiting. Pick up your favorite chips, soft drinks, and beer, and you're all set. Save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
If your pharmacy can no longer accept your prescription insurance, Fred Meyer is here to help. We make transfers easy, and we accept most major insurance plans, including Express Scripts. Stop by Freddy's Pharmacy today and see how we can help you stay covered.
If you want to, you can make yourself pretty hard to find in a Jeep Compass. For starters, you can put some serious off-road miles behind you, thanks to its available trail-rated 4x4 capability with Freedom Drive 2 off-road package. Meanwhile, you have the added confidence of more than 30 available safety and security features, and the added benefit of up to 29 miles per gallon highway. Not to say it would be impossible to find you after all that, but it would probably take another compass to do it.
Now, well-qualified lessees can lease the 27 highway miles per gallon 2012 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x2 for $219 a month for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing, tax, title, and license extra. Based on EPA estimates, call 1-888-925-JEEP for lease details. Offer requires dealer contribution and lease through Ally. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-31-12. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Tick, tick, tick.
A talking stopwatch?
Hey, you got a minute?
Well, I...
Oh, of course you don't. And that ticks you off, right?
Yeah, but I own a small business. That takes time.
And you know who can give you some time back? Office Depot.
Office Depot?
Yeah, we save you time. Depot time.
How on earth do you do that?
Low prices. Every day.
Oh, so I don't have to shop around.
You're already saving time. Depot time.
I like it.
Office Depot has over 75 services in store. Printing, shipping, technology.
Wow, you are just a one-stop shop. Anything else?
Oh, well, OfficeDepot.com. Gotta run.
Time really does fly, doesn't it?
Office Depot. We save you time. Depot time. That's our job. And now, as a stopwatch, I'd like to take a second for this special offer. Now through Saturday, get 20 to 40% off furniture, seating, and storage. Outstanding! 20 to 40% off furniture, seating, and storage at Office Depot. Expires 2-4 Eastern. Excludes clearance and special order items.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. We are seeing some pretty heavy volumes northbound I-5 from the north end of Boeing Field up to I-90. Also, looks like we have an accident eastbound I-90 at East Mercer Way, blocking two lanes there. Not so fun. Also, another accident northbound on the Valley Freeway at 180th, blocking two lanes there, already causing a pretty massive backup. If you want traffic details on the go, text traffic to 52309. And coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, Herman from Herman's Hermits.